me the floor, I make this statement on behalf of the Article 4 Analysis Group on the extension request by the Islamic Republic of Mauritania. The composition of the analysis group was the same as that which considered the extension request of Iraq. Mr. President, following the submission of its initial and revised drafts extension request for assessment and consideration by the analysis group, on July 5, 2023, Mauritania officially submitted its request for a two-year extension of its Article 4 deadline up to 1 August 2026 to the President of the 11th Meeting of States Parties for it to be considered at this meeting. The request indicates that in all the 9 identified areas, the presence of cluster munitions had been visually confirmed through direct evidence, and these areas have been categorized as confirmed hazardous areas. However, to determine the precise size of these areas, further technical survey work will be required. In addition, it informs that an initial period of 6 months will be needed to complete the necessary preparations. These preparations involve securing funding, assembling a skilled workforce, acquiring essential equipment, and allocating other required resources for the deployment of 4 battlefield area clearance teams of 5 qualified members to address the remaining contamination. Further, the request highlights several challenges that could affect the implementation of its work plan, including difficult terrain, the size and complexity of the contaminated areas, the available resources, and the effectiveness of the demining teams. The request points out that the main determining factor of Mauritania's ability to implement its work plan is the availability of funding. The request acknowledges the need for alternative solutions should support from the international community and foreign donors fall short for Mauritania to progress towards completion of its obligation under the CCM. Mr. President, the analysis group acknowledges the efforts of Mauritania, including the allocation of national funds, since the submission of its first extension request in 2021, and recognizes that the main obstacle in the implementation of Mauritania's work plan was the lack of securing the international funding it needed to fulfill its Article 4 obligations. The group appreciates high level of engagement with the ISU. Let me say that better. The group appreciates Mauritania's high level of engagement with the ISU and the analysis group throughout the extension request process. Given the foregoing, the group recommends that the meeting grants Mauritania its request for an extension of 2 years until 1 August 2026. In granting this request, the group believes that the provision of a more detailed and costed work plan for survey, clearance, and risk education would make the plan easier to monitor, particularly considering the dependence of its implementation on international cooperation and assistance. Accordingly, the group notes that the convention would benefit from Mauritania reporting on the following: progress made by Mauritania on the implementation of the work plan provided in its extension request, updated information on the contaminated area still to be addressed, and any other relevant information. Finally, the analysis group notes the importance of Mauritania keeping the state's parties regularly apprised of any other pertinent developments regarding the implementation of Article 4 during the period covered by the request. I thank you, Mr. President.
أشكر السيد ممثل